You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well. So today we're talking episode 25, Living with Your Heart Wide Open. That's right, living with your heart wide open. So the question I would ask you today is, how do you think that would feel? Imagine for a moment what it would feel like to live with your heart wide open. Now, for some of you, you might be saying, oh my gosh, that's the most terrifying thought I've ever thought of, you know? And others of you may go, oh wow, imagine if we could live that way, how incredibly awesome that would be. You know, growing up on a farm in a very small town in rural Minnesota, we never locked our doors. I mean, honestly, we would get out of the truck, get out of the vehicle, whatever. We'd leave the keys in it. At home, at night, we never locked the doors. I grew up where there were never locked doors, okay? And it was because we had a small community and we trusted our neighbors. We trusted those that were in the community. And obviously, you know, times have changed. And even if you trust people, it's still wise to lock a door, right? But it's really interesting because I've been talking about this on some Facebook Lives recently and asking my community, you know, what do you guys think? What is the number one key to accessing the heart? And we've, began this discussion, and it's been really awesome. People have said things like they think it's gratitude. Some people say it's love. Some people say it's forgiveness. Some people say, you know, it's a big hug. That opens the heart. Whatever it may be for you, imagine if we lived in a world where we could live with our heart wide open. So one of my dear friends, dear followers, bless his heart, he said, hey, you know what? Can you imagine if we didn't have to think about the locks and the doors? He said, the bigger question is asking, what would it take to get rid of the doors and the locks? And let me tell you, it was such a great discussion and has been such a great thing to ponder. So I want you to begin to think about that today. You know, whether it's terrifying to you, honor that, or whether it feels really freeing to you, honor that. But I would ask you to consider this. What if you had such an incredible level of trust that you could live with your heart wide open? Because think about it. My friend Brian brought this up. He said, what's the thing that's required for you to give somebody the keys to your home? It's trust. You know that you can trust them. You know that they're not going to come in and take and steal from you or hurt you. And you know that, you know, they're going to come, they're going to knock on the door, they're going to still ask for permission to enter. And I was like, that's beautiful. So imagine if that was your heart. So I began to really think about this at such a deep level. And what has continued to come up in my own heart is, okay, if trust is required to give someone the keys to your home, what else is required? Because we don't trust people that we don't know, right? So knowing is such a huge part of being able to live with your heart wide open. What if you knew right now that no matter what, no one could hurt you? And even if you got hurt, you're like, you know something? I've lived with my heart wide open. Better to have lived fully than to not lived and loved at all. And then secondly, besides knowing a person, there has to be knowing and trusting in something. What is that? Well, we believe that what they are showing and telling us is the truth, right? So another component of this is being able to know the truth. What if you knew the truth about you, and you knew and you believed that your heart was your responsibility, no one else's. Imagine if that was your truth. And you're like, my heart is my responsibility and no one else's. You can share it with others. You can invite others in. You can live with your heart wide open. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you're responsible for it. And you trust yourself enough to know that it's safe and it's secure. Imagine what that would feel like. I remember getting to a place in my life where I literally, I've told you this, I left my heart and I went into my head. I said, this is where I'm going to live. This is where I'm going to love. This is where I'm going to be, because it doesn't hurt as much as living in my heart. But what I soon realized was that living in my head and not living in my heart felt like I was trapped. It didn't feel fulfilling. It wasn't real. It wasn't me being authentically me. So one day I was like, okay, so if my heart was a home, how could I live with all my doors and my windows wide open? And this is the vision that I had at that time, and this is the vision I still have in my heart, is that you can live with your heart wide open, but you have your home, say your metaphorical home, heart, and you have a beautiful yard around your home, your heart. And around that is a fence with a gate. And you get to decide who gets to come into your yard. The gate moves both ways. It opens and closes both ways. And you get to decide. But that way, you can live with your heart wide open. And then you get to choose who comes and goes through that gate. And you, my dear, are the gatekeeper, and you're a trustworthy gatekeeper. That got me to a place where I was like, wow, yeah, that was the day I opened my heart, and it's been open ever since. I want you to know this. There is nothing greater than living with your heart wide open, because that means that you're wide open and able to expand, able to grow, and think about this. You're able to receive. You're able to receive all of you, and you're able to receive all the love coming back at you. It is a revolving opening within your heart, an opening door that's wide open, and it's beautiful. And I remember the day I got to a place where I said, you know what? Honestly, no matter what happens, I will never allow, or I didn't even say that. I said, no matter what happens, my heart cannot be broken. Because there's so much love in my heart, it holds it together. And even when I went through the loss, the tragic loss of both of my parents being killed in a car accident, as much as my heart took the hugest hit that it has ever taken in my life. And yes, it felt like there was a big crack in it. Guess what? It wasn't broken. It was open. And you know what? An open heart feels painful sometimes. But what I said to myself, I said, you know, it's interesting, because from now on, when I feel pain in my heart, it's going to be relative to how much I love. And whenever I feel pain, when I think of the loss of my parents and I miss them, I say, oh, that's right. That's because I love them. Because if I hadn't loved them, it wouldn't hurt at all that they were gone. But it hurts because I loved. And let me tell you, that love that I've experienced because I've loved is worth every bit of pain that I've experienced in their physical loss, you know, the losing of them physically here on earth. I hope I'm making sense to you. And you know what? This may be a sensitive topic to you too, where you're like, hey, I disagree. That's okay. But I'm encouraging you to take a look at it from another perspective. Because if we can live with our heart wide open, because we trust, because we know, and because we know truth, imagine the possibilities. Endless, infinite possibilities. That's what love is, my dear. So take out your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's sacred soul step is this. Write down what it would look like for you to live with your heart wide open. As you're writing, you may write down some very scary thoughts. You may write down some very wonderful thoughts. But write how you feel about that. And then whatever you write, ask yourself, am I open to seeing it another way? I so appreciate you being here. And I so appreciate you being brave and courageous enough to even consider living with your heart wide open. I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here today. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.